digital age, love is just a swipe away, or so it seems. We are constantly bombarded with images of perfect couples, fairy tale romances, and hashtag relationship goals on social media. Our expectations evolve according to the content we are fed on the socials. But what happens when reality doesn't quite match up? Welcome to the Fill My Cup podcast. In this episode, we are exploring the gap between our expectations of love and the reality of it in the digital world. Expectations which could have been caused by the celebrity culture. We end up mimicking the lifestyle of those we idolize, their glamour, how they carry themselves, and how they show love to their partners in relationships. We'll be examining the ways in which technology is shaping our experiences of love, heartbreak, and everything in between. Join us as we dive into the gray areas where love and illusion intertwine and bring you guests with relating stories and advices. The topic is the facade of urban love. I go by the name of Wandile and I'm one of the hosts.
Good day, everyone. It's Amahle here.
And as soon as I heard the topic, the facade of love, the first thing that came to mind was the expectations versus reality in relationships. Quite funny how we grow up believing that relationships are supposed to be all about passion, grand gestures like flowers, chocolates every day. I mean, we expect constant communication, sealed with zero fights and 100 kisses, actually a whole happily ever after. Actually getting these ideas from, of course, the famous couples shows, the romantic novels and movies we watch, painting every relationship as perfect, while in real life such barely exist. So I remember getting my first kiss, so excited and waiting for the sparks, the chirping birds, the little romance breeze in Yana, you know, just like that of the movie High School Musical. Only to find out none of that actually really happens. Man, the disappointment I got. I mean, now I was all panicking, thinking I must have done something wrong, thinking it should have been exactly like that of the movie and how my friend described. But I can say, from my story and as I grew up, opening my eyes to reality, I realized there are no such as smooth rides, chirping birds, grand gestures and all this fantasy stuff the movies show and the friends tell. But there are arguments, miscommunications and lots more in relationships. I actually learned there's no such label as a perfect relationship.
Since we live on social media than in real life, we are slowly forgetting how to live our lives with honesty and no pressure. At some point, it feels like you are left behind in real life, as it looks like everyone have everything together, from their perfect relationships to their luxurious lifestyles. You will start losing yourself because of you want to be like this certain peer on Facebook or Twitter. We'd rather lose ourselves because of the unrealistic pressure from peers on social media. Balizima Sylvia, one of your hosts.
I have seen friends struggle with feelings of not being enough. One will feel pressured to have and maintain an online image to conform to the rituals of social expectations. In a world one breathed the air, growing up was to be fed with convincing and picture-perfect love stories. It's moments like this that makes anticipate to meet other half of your life. The modern resources like television and social media also continue with dynasty of portraying real-life perfect relationships.
Hey, it's Mikhail, you're one of the hosts of the infamous Fill My Cup podcast, where no stone gets left unturned, nor cup left empty. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the facade of urban love, where people often claim they want the perfect relationship, perfect partner, ideal romance, and flawless connection. However, these standards are unrealistic and damaging. Urban love is considered fast-paced and often influenced by social media and societal pressures. We might expect our partners to be constantly available, always understanding, and obnoxiously over-enthusiastic. However, these expectations can lead to disappointment and relationship strain. Reality is, no one can meet such high expectations all the time. Relationships require patience, understanding, and realistic expectations. Instead of seeking perfection, we should focus on genuine connection and the mutual support from our partners, which encompasses a relationship that is based on love and respect.
To me, real relationships are all about accepting one another and be willing to work through the imperfections, the challenges, the ups and downs together. Not the fancy stuff we're being fed each and every day on our screens, socials and community. Also in the end, looking at the expectations, we can see there's no way they can be a reality. We're different, therefore have different opinions, which could lead to arguments, which doesn't necessarily mean there's no love. Life sometimes gets busy, that could result in no communication, which does not mean the relationship is not real or ideal. Not getting roses and expensive dinners does not mean the relationship is invalid. I could actually name a lot more stunts we see out there. People should stop trying to make the on-screen relationship the only ideal and valid relationships. They should stop having their expectations ruining what could have been a wonderful experience for just a fairy tale.
So the question is, many urban environments can feel isolating and populated at the same time. How do you think this affects people's ability to form genuine connections or love? Environments can feel incredibly lonely, even when surrounded by people. I think this paradox affects our ability to form deep connections. Many people are busy or distracted, making it hard to find genuine connections. You know, sometimes it feels like people are more interested in being seen with someone than actually getting to know them. So basically, what I mean is, you can either do it for the attention or for genuine connection.
Hi, I'm Wandile. Thank you so much for joining us today, Anati. Could you please introduce yourself to those who do not know you?
Okay, thank you so much. I am Anati Mzaze from Mount Helef, Ekhode, yes.
Thank you so much, Anati, and welcome. Now, getting into a new relationship, what were your expectations?
Okay, as we all know that there are those girls who love to say a man should do this for me and that and that, but I don't believe in that. I don't love that. My expectations were just pure, that I just want unconditional love, acceptance of who I am, the real me, as someone who is gonna be open and have honest communication together, you know, like mutual respect. If I respect you, you should respect me the same way. Okay, obviously with trust, emotional supports and stability, physical attraction, you know, and intimacy. Surely a long-term commitment and growth, obviously, yeah.
Yes, that makes perfect sense to me. We all want to be accepted by our partners, you know. That makes us feel like, you know what, I've actually found a home in this person. But as for interests, they are not, interests and values, they're not always the same. What happens when they're
well,
not?
If they are not the same, so in a relationship, expecting their partners to do financial care, parenting and child care, if applicable, and sometimes others would like some alone time, and other partners would feel like it's no longer a relationship if there is someone who wants some alone time while they have to be spending time with each other together.
Even if people can be madly in love, there would be obviously some days whereby the other partner could wish to be alone. I don't think that should be a problem, though. I don't think that should just tell the other person that the relationship is starting to get out of order. There are stages in a relationship, like the honeymoon stage, but it does come to a pass. If those values or interests are not the same, do you back away or do you talk things over?
Personally, I wouldn't back away, no. I would prefer for us to talk things over, you know, just fix things as grown-ups, you know. I would adjust my expectations at least, you know, just for us to communicate, you know, and cultivate emotional intelligence.
Mm-hmm. I get that. Communication makes a relationship work. Now, what did reality surprise you with?
Reality can surprise you, really. Yeah. The first thing was communication. Communication style just differed in some kind of way that I just didn't understand. At some first, I didn't notice it, but then as time goes by, I just, okay. Intimacy and physical connection evolved over time. And then growth and change happened at different paces. The conflict from unexpected sources, the emotional baggage and past traumas, there were different values, the difference in values and priorities emerge. And then after that happens, like, I found myself in a difficult position. I had depression and anxiety, and I'm a person that bottles things in. I just don't know how to talk to people, so yeah, it was difficult. And it became an abusive relationship, you know, the sexual abuse and all that. Just a person who just changed in the blink of an eye, you know. That's why it ended up in anxiety, depression, just lost myself. They do say people change, that pain do changes people. And pain did change me, I don't wanna lie.
So sorry that you had to go through that, Anati. We do know that eventually some people do change, but to actually see a person you care deeply about changing into someone you cannot recognize, a person who hurts you every time, it's just so painful. So with all that happening, did you adjust expectations to match that reality, or did you call things off?
You know what? At first, I waited a little bit. You know, when you tell yourself that, let me wait a little bit, maybe this person is going to change. Because this person used to love me. Maybe there's something disturbing him or whatsoever. So at first I did wait. Even though there was a lot going on, those abuses and stuff. But at the end, I just was like, you know what, I'm done. I'm done trying, I'm done doing whatever. Because at the end of the day, I am the only one trying here. Meaning this person doesn't need this relationship as much as I do. I changed priorities and values. And my aging and maturity did trigger those changes.
Thank you so much, Anati, for opening up to me. It's a very deep personal story, yet you shared it. I just want you to know that you are stronger than you know, okay?
Communication is crucial because it clarifies expectations and needs, and also helps navigate conflict.
Appreciation to everyone for emphasizing that communication is important in every relationship. Parent relationships for love can be found on dating apps. In one of the Funza blogs, Finding Love in a Digital Age by Jackie Chigambule. Author on the blog further emphasizes on the impact of artificial intelligence in relationships. And it is also in other similar situations that we find that modern relationships are now defined by artificial intelligence.
And that concludes this episode, you guys. It's been real fun taking on this topic, I must say. But before we go, let me take this moment to thank our lovely audience.
To share your thoughts and feedback, email us at fillmycup@gmail.com, and do not forget to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. It helps us grow and bring you more amazing episodes. Join us next time for more uplifting conversations and insights. Until then, keep your cup filled and your spirit filled. I'm Wandile.
You are speaking to Kuma.
I am Monica.
We call you.
I'm Ashley here.
I'm Delma.
I am Mukena Maletima Salvia.
Love, love, love.